Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everyone? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking with Justin about his company, Plum Investment Group. I'm sure you guys have heard us mention them on the show before, so we thought we'd take some time and really dive into exactly who they are, what they do, and how they can help you. Before we do that, though, I want to take a second and talk about Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, this is something we're really excited about because we love helping you. We love seeing your business grow. Basically, we're here to help you. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at this for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com, click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Thank God it's Monday. Whew. How's your week? How'd your weekend go, Adam?
It was good, man. We went to lunch on Saturday with our buddy Matt. Yeah. I was thinking about this morning. I actually had this like moment while we were eating, because like we were all three just sitting there and we're talking about our businesses. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, how far have we come?
Whoa. I think we all worked at that restaurant at one point together too.
Well, y'all worked at that one. Okay.
We worked at the Ridgemar one together as well.
You worked? Oh, yeah. I guess. Yeah. When you were the star bartender.
Yeah, I was not allowed to bartend there because I was kicked out of the bar. It wasn't because of drinking on a job either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we'll go with.
Oh, man. This is a big week for me.
It's just birthday.
Birthday week. Yeah. Turning 37 tomorrow.
Have you filed for Medicare?
Social Security.
Yeah, and
my AARP card is on its way.
Got your, what are they called? A walker. With like the tennis balls on the bottom.
I've got a horn on it too.
And horn. Yes, that suits you.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good week. Man, it's crazy to think this week has been good for, you know, all the businesses across the board. We had a couple properties closed with Plum last week. That was, you know, it's always fun to get the FedEx slips in and send those wiring cross country to get everybody taken care of. So, man, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's always fun. I actually had a pretty good deal close too, because I was trying to owner finance this guy over 5 years, and he was like, I only want to do 1 year. So it took his payment five times higher.
Nice.
Although it's only for 1 year, it's still at really helps out in the short term.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime you get your money back quicker. You know, we all like the interest on a terms deal and it compounding, but we all like that. But at the end of the day, we want our money back to put it back to work.
Yep.
And that kind of leads us right into what we're going to talk about today. You know, how to get your money back to work.
Yeah. So this is going to be a little different. I'm going to interview Justin. I got a couple questions for him. I really hope it'll, you know, help you guys out, let you know what exactly Plum Investment Group is. And with that, let's jump into it. So Justin, give me a quick overview. What is Plum Investment Group?
Plum Investment Group is a business that we do a little bit of consulting. We do some private funding joint venture partnership type deals where we provide the capital for closing and the property. And we help our clients kind of grow their business by doing that, because we've all had that deal that was just a little bit out of our price range or a little bit out of our pocketbook. And Plum's whole premise was, let's be that money for that person and help them get past that normal, hey, that $1,000 an acre, or that $100 an acre, let's get them into that $1,000 an acre property and watch them really turn. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I've been there since you came up with the idea. It's really fun to watch. It really seems like you're, you know, changing a lot of people's lives with it.
Man, we have a couple guys that we've done five deals with already.
Oh, wow.
And to see these guys, they don't need our money anymore, but they keep calling and keep coming back. And like, we've essentially become part of their business model. And to me, that's the neat thing about this. This is not, you know, do we make a pretty healthy return on some deals? Yeah, but we do take the risk with the person. And so when you say, hey, you get half the profit at the end, half a zero is zero.
Yeah, I've heard that before too, because, you know, you do take half the profit, but mm-hmm. you're the one that takes the risk.
Yep.
And so having that in your back pocket as an investor means you never miss out on a deal.
Yep.
And although you may be giving up 50%, but what if you make $40,000 profit and now you get $20,000? That's $20,000 is a whole lot more than you had.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. Like one of the guys, he's done five of his deals with us, and all of them have ranged between $8,800 and like 11.5, and every one of them sold for 28 plus thousand bucks.
Wow.
And so, you know, he's like, he could afford it the last two or three, and he didn't. We just getting ready to close on two more deals with him in Arizona, and I think we're 35,000 into those, so it's going to be pretty cool. They're horse ranch lots.
Oh, nice.
So 10 acres and 5 acres, and the houses all around them are in the, you know, $750,000. So, I mean, it's pretty legit.
Awesome. So how did you even get started with this? Tell me, how'd you come up with it?
Well, the brainchild behind this is pretty simple. There was a barrier entry I kept seeing with new investors. And you can probably attest to this when you got started. You know, we spend ourselves out of money. And, you know, I remember me and you having conversations where I'm like, man, I've got every dollar I have out right now, and I'm waiting for it to come back in so I can get the next mailer going, I can get some more property going. And, you know, I kept seeing these new investors just keep failing. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to me that I saw the educational pieces out there that were hitting the buttons, but it was the money thing. And nobody wants to talk about money. It's a taboo topic. And the assumption is the people that have money assume everybody has money. The people that don't have money are mad because they think the people with money should be giving it to them.
Right.
And so you kind of have this barrier in this like weird like space. And we had to, and we saw an opportunity to fill it.
Yeah. And I can really attest to that too, because, running out of money is like so easy to do, especially when you're trying to own or finance deals, yep. Right? So you're waiting for a year or so for your money to come back. And, you know, even if you had $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, you go dump it all into money, I mean, into land, and now all of a sudden you're broke.
Yep.
But you are getting monthly payments, but you still have no money to go out and do more deals with.
Yeah. No, that's right. And that's what we saw. And we saw that. The real aha moment for me was I was on a Hoot board, and I saw a guy was posting mobile home lots in Texas, and they were about 45 minutes from us and here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I said, man, I'll run down there and look at him for him. And when we got him on the phone, he was telling me he was trying to work another deal with this guy, and they couldn't get the legal description right. So he was going to bail on the deal, and it was like 25 acres in somewhere county, Colorado, Southern Colorado. And I think he had it bought for $5,000, but he was not going to pull the trigger because they couldn't get a good legal description on it. And I was like, dude, we can get a survey, or I can write the legal description. Don't worry about that. And he's like, well, put your money where your mouth is. And I'm like, sell me the deal. And he's like, no, put your money where your mouth is. So we struck a deal. I bought the four mobile home lots from him here in Texas. And then I funded his California deal, or Colorado deal. And from there, you know, we turned it in a couple of weeks, bought it for $5,000, sold it for $15,000. We both walked away with $5,000, high-fived, and went on to the next deal.
Nice. Is the high five part of every deal?
I love high fives, man. The Chilean hand hug.
Oh, okay. All right.
I had to teach some people that the other day. If you don't know what a Chilean hand hug is, it's a high five with your thumb goes around the other guy's hand.
I don't want anyone Googling anything Justin says.
This is Rated G Show. We're going to keep that for the late night time.
That's why you're telling them to Google it, and we're avoiding that.
Okay.
So, side note, if Justin mentions anything, do not Google it.
It's fun. It's fun.
So give me some examples. What's a big profit you've done?
Oh, man. With Plum, right now the average is about 25,000. They're seeing that come back. I've got some smaller deals in the pipeline that have closed that we funded 8 or 9 and sold for $22,000, $23,000. But you know, we've really found a sweet spot at this buying for 10 and selling for 30, the range of $28,000 to $35,000. And you know, that to me is, I told Steve Butella that, I said, man, those are good solid home runs. He's like, man, no more home runs and doubles. And I'm like, those are one hop over the fence doubles. We're jogging into second base and loving life.
Yeah, I would definitely call that a home run. I mean, that's $18,000-$20,000 profit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and we're seeing that regularly. We're seeing that $20,000 profit marketing regularly. And you know, I talked to a guy at one of the live events in September, and his business model was totally different. He shifted to that business model, and dude's knocking it out of the park. And I can't stress that enough. It's affordable for 80% to 90% of the buyers out there. Plum has the ability to buy out your equity so you can offer owner financing. And now you've hit everybody that could possibly want it. Everybody's happy.
So, well, you just mentioned owner financing. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. So what we do is, we'll just use that, bought it for 10, sold it for $30,000, and we sold it on terms. So the profit is $20,000. My half would be 10 and your half would be 10. If the person signs on the down payment, we usually take 10% down. We charge 10% interest. We'll run it out to 96 months. We have an origination charge and some little service fees to add up. But, you know, your part of the equity is 10 grand if you're a partner in that. We'll sign you a check for $6,000 and you walk away from the deal at that point. And you have your money to go back investing. We've taken on all the risk. And you have essentially sold us an unseasoned note. And we season it ourselves and we run through with it.
Nice. So for the investor, it's almost like getting a cash deal anyway, because it's money in their pocket.
It's money in their pocket. They're ready to go. And the really cool thing about that is I'm not a bank. I don't have a board of directors to answer. I've got a partner, and he kind of, I don't want to say gives me carte blanche, but he's making such good returns. He's like, just keep doing what you're doing. If we need more money, let's do it. But we've had investors say, hey, can we buy this note from you? We'd really like this one. It's a great deal. We say, yeah, sure. We deed it over to them. They write us the check for the 60% of our equity, and we shake hands, high five, and move on.
All right. So you will sell your interest if someone's lost.
If they want to hold the note, yeah. Nice. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. We are not so stuck in our ways that we can't have a conversation about anything.
Awesome. Well, tell me how someone could work with you.
So what I ask for is that you reach out to us via email. You can set up a call. You can go to our website and set that up. We have a scheduler on there. And that's www.pluminvestmentgroup.com. And all I really need to get started is the state, the county, the APN, the price that you have it under. And don't send me a property that doesn't have a road to it. Because that's the first thing I check is access.
Yeah, I'm kind of put you on the spot. Is there any deals you don't want, like don't waste my time with X amount of dollar, or if it's a desert property?
Yeah, I tell people I'm not a fan of desert properties, but at the end of the day, it's all about the data. It's what does the spread look like? If you send me a $50,000 property and you tell me it comps for $75,000, it's not enough meat on a bone for me.
Yeah.
And that's not to be, I don't want to say, I don't want to crush your dreams, but if I wanted that kind of margin, I'd do houses. not land.
All right. You got anything else you want to add?
No. I mean, I think it's great that we got to talk about this, because I know some other companies out there are starting to follow suit with what we do and how we do it. And, you know, I tell them, bring it on, you know, because there's a couple things that you can't compete with, and that's quality service. And our speed of turnaround is just second to none. And, you know, there's a lot of people that do private funding. But the idea behind having an entity set up that has a, you know, roots in the ground, that's out there getting involved in the community. You know, the Texas Land Investors Group has just asked Casual Fridays REI and Plum Investment Group to be a part of their Texas meetup here in March. You're looking at the first weekend of March is what it sounds like right now. And if we step on board, you know, it's going to be through the roof.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So I saw that email from them yesterday that wanted to go through the details. Kind of, they took our suggestions and ran with it, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty sizable event.
Awesome, man. All right, so real quick, let's summarize. Okay. As I know, this kind of went through kind of quick, but I think we hit a lot of the major points. So, first of all, Plum Investment Group, y'all help people in their land business by funding the deal, right?
Yeah. All right. Who else does that? There's hard money for houses. There's private money for houses. There's not a lot of private money for land.
No, well, even on houses, I mean, the private money, you're paying them back interest. They're not a partner. Nope. Try not making the payment. They'll take your house from you.
I got a couple on the juice right now. So I can hit that bullet point for you.
Yeah.
So just state, county, APN, contract price, make sure it has access, a maintained road before you send it to me. If you send that to me, I treat it as if it were a lead coming in off one of my mailers, and I treat it as if it were my own. I have full feedback, and I tell you what I think market value, what it's going to bring, what I think it's going to sell for quickly. And if you're a little bit high on price, I will tell you that. I'll say, hey, see if you can go back and negotiate down to here. Tell them your partner can't get there for you. And, you know, we talked about it last week. Over the last 2 weeks, we've seen that move work 4 to 5 times. We had 4 before. I think we had one more this weekend where we did that, and it, you know, that's muddy both of our pockets.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's probably it.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
All great. Right, guys.
Liking it.
So make sure you're going, you check out Plum. If you've got any more questions or you've got a property submit. Also, if you haven't had a chance, make sure you're going to iTunes or going to Stitcher, or going to wherever else you're listening to us, and like, rate, and subscribe to the show. Then go over to Facebook or Instagram. Find us at Casual Fridays REI. We're pretty active on there. So reach out if you have any questions or if you want to hear us talk about something. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you Wednesday.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.